Hello, everybody. Hope you're keeping well and welcome to this month's live training. I'm trying a totally new way of streaming my live training simultaneously to YouTube, to Facebook, to Twitter, and hopefully it won't break down, but there's a very good reason why I'm using this new method. I have been using Webinar Jam for the past few years, and it's been pretty good, but the last couple of times there have been some technical glitches, and that means some people have missed about 5 minutes of the end of the presentation. So hopefully this will work a lot better now. I've got my phone in front of me here. I've got a laptop over here. I'm monitoring one stream on Facebook, one stream on YouTube, and it seems to be working. It seems to be working very well, and the motion is quite good as well. So that's always a problem. It can be a problem. So look, I hope you're keeping very well. Hope you're keeping very safe amidst these crazy times. One second. I just noticed that I have a bit of background noise. In fact, it's the heater. I had a blow heater blowing on in the background there. So if it was taking up if there was a bit of background noise, that's the reason why. Anyway, I hope you're keeping well. The world is in a crazy situation right now. Just 2 weeks ago, I got a call from the dental surgery, my dentist. I'd been there a couple of days before, and it turned out that he had COVID-19. So I've been in isolation for the past 2 weeks. Just me and the pussycat. My family down one end of the house, and me with the cat up the other. And anyway, fortunately, we're all clear. None of us have COVID-19. We took express tests, but the express tests took almost a week to arrive. It was supposed to be overnight. Ordered them Monday a week ago. They arrived on Friday, and then the courier company was to pick them up, but they didn't. So they went out this Monday, and we got the results back the very next day. Very expensive. €980 for 4 test kits, express test kits. Horrendous price, but anyway, it gives a lot of peace of mind. So a lot of content lined up for you today. In a few minutes, I'll be going in front of the main video camera, and I'll be blanking out this screen. But don't go away, because I will be back. And most of the presentation will be done in front of my big screen with my clicker. So the title, as you've probably seen today, is How to Energize Your Mind. Because do you suffer from brain fog? A lot of people do. How clearly you're thinking, and how, if you're thinking with great agility and your thinking is fast, you can figure out things much more quickly. It means that you can progress all your goals a lot more easily. There have been times in my life where I've, have suffered from brain fog, and very sluggish in my thinking, and it affects my productivity, it affects how I feel, it affects my sense of satisfaction, what I can get done. So it's really important that we have as much brain power as possible. We live in an age where people are very health conscious, particularly now. You have to be. But how often do people talk about the health of our brain? We give our body what it needs. We take exercise, and that's all wonderful. But do we give our brain what it needs? And because our brain regulates and controls absolutely every other aspect of our life. So this is an important question. So today, the title is How to Energize Your Mind. So what we're going to cover is how your subconscious mind creates your future. You might think, my subconscious mind creating my future? That cannot be possible, surely. But it is, and I'll explain. And also 9 powerful ways to influence your subconscious mind, and how to use technology to speed up every goal, and simple brain hacks to make you more successful. Yeah, you heard that right. And I'm going to give you demonstrations of 11 mind machines. This is really exciting stuff. 11 devices, some of which have been shown to boost memory, boost intelligence, believe it or not. These are amazing machines. I've been experimenting with them for a couple of decades, those that have been around a couple of decades, some are a lot more modern. So I'm going to share these with you. And also you learn how to, these are ways that will show you how to learn faster, sleep better, increase your energy, and as I said, boost your IQ. I know this sounds extraordinary, but this is true, as you'll discover. And I'm also going to share with you how your postures, your voice, your gestures, and your expressions, how they affect your energy. Because how you carry your body has a direct effect on how you feel. And we'll look at some scientific studies that have found this, that posture affects emotions. Posture affects memory recall. Posture affects how you show up in the world and what you can achieve. Subtle changes can make huge differences. And I'm also going to share with you high performance habits that can double, you heard that right, double your brain, double your energy and brain power. And also I'm going to share with you an energy checklist that really could dramatically improve your life. Now, every month in my live training sessions, what I teach is minimum effort, maximum result. The things, the small little changes you can make, small, simple changes that can have the biggest effect, the biggest bang for the buck, or what moves the needle the most. And what the particularly the high performance section, I share, what would you say, success strategies, tools, and techniques that have been scientifically proved to work. So there's no guesswork here needed. This is all about getting results. So a lot of people are coming into the Ultimate Success Club and the Secrets of Success mentoring program, and they're often wondering, what's it all about? What are we going to learn? Is it just about business or other areas of life? And well, we meet once a month like this live. I give a training, usually about an hour. It's going to go a bit over an hour today, maybe an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. And then we have a question and answer session. And you can, in the live chat facility in Facebook and YouTube, whichever platform you're on. I don't think it's available in Twitter, if you're watching this on Twitter, but you can ask me questions and I'll answer them. And there will also be a replay available. So if you are watching the replay, you can still send me your question and I'll answer it. What do we do? We get together once a month and I teach strategies, tools, and techniques for success, strategies, tools, and techniques that absolutely work. So many people try to get ahead in life, try to improve their lives, try to achieve their goals. But in many cases, they're using systems that just simply don't work. Or they're not looking at their subconscious beliefs, the conditioning that they carry within them. We've all had lots of conditioning as we go through life. And as we will see in a few minutes, conditioning is the biggest reason that stops people achieving the better things in life. So these are the things that we look at every single month. It's a syllabus. It's a syllabus that we can, that every single month we cover a different area of high performance. And if you want to know more about it, I'm just going to bring up on screen here on the left-hand side of the screen, the Secrets of Success Mentoring. If you go to that URL, you can find a bit more. You can find out a lot more about what we do each month. And I also give away for free one of my courses every single month, as well as the monthly live training. So I'm just going to remove that. And in just a moment from now, I'm going to go in front of the main video camera. But before I do that, before I give the main presentation, I just want to ask you, I like to gauge where most of the people on this call are at in their lives, because then I can tailor what I'm sharing according to the group's needs. So my first question for you is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you know, you totally agree. And a much lower number if you don't necessarily agree. How much energy have you had in the past month? So if you've had lots of energy, give yourself a 7, 8, 9, 10. If your energy has been quite low, give yourself a much lower number. So how much energy have you had in the past month? I'm just looking at the live chat here. There are a few responses coming in already. 7, 6, 9, 5, 7, 9. Okay, pretty good figures, not bad at all, given the crazy circumstances of the world right now. And so irrespective of what your number is, in today's session, I'm going to share with you ways to double your energy, to greatly boost your energy, you know, because normally we start the day with maximum energy and we lose energy as we go through the day. If we work hard, by the end of the day, we're normally burnt out. Most people are. But what if you could replenish your energy as you go through the day? Or what if you could adopt very simple strategies that can boost your energy? It would make a world of a difference. It would mean that you can achieve in a single day a lot more with less stress and achieve your goals faster. So I'm going to share with you how to double your energy. And this kind of enormous effects in all areas of your life. And a second question before I go in front of the big screen and with my clicker, on a scale of 1 to 10, how mentally agile are you most of the time? How mentally agile are you most of the time? In other words, are you quick thinking, or do you experience a lot of brain fog? Do you find yourself you're quite forgetful? You've difficulty focusing. So if you feel you're very mentally agile, give yourself a high rating, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you do suffer from brain fog, finding it hard to focus, give yourself a low number. Once again, I just want to see what people are writing here, just so that I can tailor things to the group. 3, okay. 9, 7, 4, 7, okay. A variety of quite... Quite a variety of numbers there. Anyway, okay, that's great. I'm going to go in front of the big screen with my clicker, and we'll do the rest of this session, a PowerPoint presentation, and then at the end of it, we'll be back. I'll come back here in front of my desktop computer and ask me any questions. I'm here to answer your questions. So I'm going to blank out this camera just in a moment. 1 second. Here we go. 1 sec. All right. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this month's live training. I hope you're keeping very well and very safe amidst these crazy times we live in. So today, I've got a very special subject for you, and the subject is how to energize your mind. Because you know what, if your brain isn't working on full capacity, it's really hard to achieve your goals. But imagine if you were more creative, more intuitive, you could think much more with greater agility. Difficult things can become really easy. So becoming really agile of mind and boosting your mind power using very natural methods, very simple methods, it changes everything. It changes everything. You know, there have been times in my life where, years ago, where after selling my first business back in 2001 to a multinational, I kind of let my brain atrophy in a way, because you know that expression, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I remember a couple of years later when I went back into business, I had lost my mental agility. I was really sluggish in my thoughts. And that slows up everything, as you will discover. So, first of all, what did we cover last month? Because every month, new members are joining us. And in the members area, you have access to the previous 4 sessions plus this month, that's 5 sessions. So... to whet your appetite, you might like to see what we did last month and go back in to the members area if you missed it and watch this, because it's incredibly important for 2021. It was all about goal achievement. 10 steps to achieve your goals faster in 2021. And they are how to get clarity on your individual goals. We're not going to go into any of this today, but this is what we did last month. Discovering your big why for each of your goals. The importance of grouping goals with deadlines. How to overcome every limiting belief holding you back. And as we discovered, limiting beliefs are the biggest reason why people don't achieve the better things in life. But you can overcome that. How creating a goal anchor for achieving your goals fast. That's using a psychological trigger. It brings emotion into all your goals. And also the easy way to create highly charged goals. How to convert your goals into affirmations. Really important stuff. No other goal achievement system in the world includes this. Converting your goals into affirmations so they have massive effect on your subconscious mind and a dramatic speeding up of the achievement of all your goals. And we're going to look at the subconscious mind in a lot of detail today. And also simple ways to optimize health, energy, and brain power. And high-performance tools to achieve what others can't. That's the power of high-performance strategies, tools, and techniques. And they have been scientifically proved to work. And also how to find your own major life purpose if you're not already aware of what it is. So that was last month. So what are we going to cover today? So what we're going to cover today, technologies that can make you more successful. Technologies, not all of them are electronic. Some of them are psychological technologies, but some of them are electronic and you know, use cutting edge technology. So first we're going to do a quick recap of the subconscious mind, because it's incredibly important. It's fundamentally important to everything we're trying to achieve each month, because we're told that we are thinking mind, our conscious mind, is only about 5%, maximum 10% of our overall mind. But what if you could engage the other 90% of your mind? It's dramatically, it speeds up the achievement of your goals and how, and it makes achieving your goals far, far more easily when you're using all your mind power. And we're going to look at nine ways to really strongly influence your subconscious mind to bring about the achievement of your goals. And also how to use technology to speed up your goals with demonstrations of mind machines. I've got all sorts of technologies lined up to show you today. And these things really, really work. And they're very exciting, as you'll discover. And also high-performance habits for greatly increasing your energy and mind power. So why are these things even important? Well, first of all, you can start influencing your subconscious mind to achieve what you want more easily, as I said a moment ago. Also, by having more energy and brain power, you can be far more creative and achieve all your goals. When you know how to tap into a level of wisdom that every human being possesses, when you start using your mind more creatively, when you start tapping this great resource within you called your subconscious mind, it will affect every area of your life. Every area of your life. And most people don't even know what the subconscious mind is or how to access it. So this is really important stuff. So first of all, why do people struggle with these things? Well, firstly, they don't understand how their mind operates, okay? And they don't know that they don't know how their body works or its needs, the needs of the body. And they don't realize the importance of energy in achieving goals. If you're always dragging yourself around and you're really sluggish all the time, it's going to be hard to achieve some big dreams. But if you have lots of energy, lots of brain power, you can get so much more done in a day and dramatically reduce stress, dramatically improve productivity, and achieve in a shorter period of time a lot more than most people ever do, okay? And they don't understand how to boost their energy. I'm going to share with you very simple ways to boost your energy. Boost your energy. And also they don't understand the importance of high performance tools and habits. And as I said a moment ago, these tools and habits, very simple ones, very simple, they have been scientifically proved to work.
So this is not guesswork. This is not just nice ideas. These are the things that matter most. Okay. And also, people don't realize that something so simple can be so powerful. I love the term minimum effort, maximum result. I think most people put in a huge amount of time and energy into things, but the results are not great. But when you know those little adjustments that you can make that have a massive change, that move the needle the most, that's working smart rather than hard. So that's the purpose of today's session. So first of all, a recap of the subconscious mind. I go into this every few months. I'm always talking about the subconscious mind because it's so important. So the subconscious mind, first of all, as I mentioned a moment ago, it makes up approximately 95% of your overall mind, your entire mind. And it controls all your automated bodily functions. For example, you don't have to will yourself, your lungs, to breathe in and out, or will your, or consciously make your heartbeat. These things happen automatically. And because they operate automatically, they keep you alive. So this is one of the functions of the subconscious mind, to keep all those bodily processes, those automated bodily processes, working. If the beating of your heart or the breathing of your lungs were under conscious control, completely conscious control, if you fell asleep just for a couple of minutes, you'd be dead, because you wouldn't be consciously there to make your heart beat or your lungs breathe. So this is why we have a subconscious mind. It keeps us alive, it protects us. But as you'll discover, the subconscious mind is actually responsible for all our successes and all our failures. So your subconscious mind definitely is holding you back in certain areas of your life. But we look into how to change that, okay? And also, the subconscious mind files, catalogs, and records all your experiences. All your experiences. We, at any moment in time, there's only so much we can remember about our past. If I asked you what you did this time yesterday, you'd have to think about it for maybe a moment or two. Okay, I was sitting in front of my desk at this time. Yeah, what happened? Memories are almost like made up of links, chains. Once you remember one part, once you remember one thing, then you start remembering the other things linked to that. Okay? But our conscious memory is so limited. So limited. However, everything we experience in life is stored in our subconscious mind, even if we cannot consciously recollect it, okay? You just need to go to any hypnotherapist to get proof of this, and they can regress you to any point in your life, and they can ask you, under hypnosis, to recall and describe any event, and you'll be able to do so in incredible detail, including things that happened that you didn't even consciously were aware of at the time. You know, say for instance, Christmas Day, 15 years ago, 12 noon, what was happening at that moment? I haven't a clue what I was doing Christmas Day, 15 years ago or 12 years ago at 12 noon. I have no idea. But under hypnosis, I could describe exactly what I was doing. I could describe even if a fly was walking along the wall, or if a car peeped its horn outside the house, or if a leaf falling from a tree, everything. Subconscious mind absorbs everything, even if you can't consciously remember it. So your subconscious mind is responsible for filing, cataloging, and recording all your experiences. It's also the gateway to unlimited wisdom. How is that possible? Well, I said it a few minutes ago. We all have extraordinary wisdom within us. But do we know how to tap into that wisdom? I often mention as an example, because I've tried it so many times myself and it works, it's amazing. What I call it, the Thomas Edison method. If you know the inventor Thomas Edison, the guy who invented the incandescent light bulb, what he would do, and other inventors and famous people have done this because it works. Basically, if he was stumped by a problem, technical problem, he just couldn't figure it out with his conscious mind, he would hand it over to his subconscious mind to work on. And what he did was he would think about the problem just before falling asleep. He demanded a solution to the problem. He got himself into the state of totally believing he would get his answer on awakening. And then he just hand it over to his subconscious mind and fall asleep for 30 minutes, maybe an hour. And on awakening, in so many cases, he'd have the exact solution literally downloaded into his mind, into his brain. I've done this myself. It's extraordinary. Now, that's only one way of tapping into this, inexhaustible wisdom, universal wisdom that we are all connected to. We can all do this. That's only one method, okay? So the subconscious mind is a gateway to unlimited wisdom. And now, unfortunately, as I said a moment ago, your subconscious mind files, catalogs, and records all your experiences, including everything that's ever been said to you. From the moment you're born, right as you go through life, to the time you die, your subconscious mind is constantly, literally being programmed all of the time by what other people say and what you see and what you experience. You know, our beliefs, not necessarily conscious beliefs, but our subconscious beliefs, are determined by what we hear our parents saying and see them doing, and our siblings, our school teachers, friends, relatives, governments, religions, TV advertising, radio. We're bombarded all the time by ideas of how we should be. We can achieve this, we can't achieve that. And one saying that so many parents say to their children out of love, sincere desire for their children not to get hurt. It's an awful saying. I bet you've heard it. I have. Don't get your hopes up too much. Oh my goodness. That's the killer of dreams. That's the killer of dreams. So we're conditioned all of the time. So, you know, by the time we arrive in our teenage years or 20s, we have so much conditioning that's holding us back. Limiting beliefs about money, about wealth, about what we can achieve, what we can't achieve. One of my biggest limiting beliefs was that I was useless. This happened for me because as a kid I had asthma, and if I ran 100 yards I'd be wheezing and fighting for breath, and all my schoolmates didn't want me on their sports teams. Oh, we had Pettigrew last week. He's useless. You have him this week. So they argued over not having me. And when you hear it all the time, you're useless, you're useless, you're useless, and it makes you feel sad, triggers emotion. Repetition and emotion programs your subconscious mind. So I entered my early 20s having all sorts of limiting beliefs about I'm useless, I'm useless, I'm useless. And when you believe and feel that you're useless, you are useless. You become your dominant thoughts and dominant emotions. You've probably heard me say this millions of times at this point. Our dominant thoughts and dominant emotions create the circumstances of our life. And this is absolutely true. So our conditioning holds us back dramatically. It's the biggest thing that stops people achieving the better things in life. And then, you know, when we arrive in our 20s and early 30s, we experience challenges. We're out in the real world. We're not living at home with our parents anymore. We have to fend for ourselves, make a living, and often careers don't go quite as we'd hoped. Often relationships, you know, some relationships become painful. And, you know, we start to discover Life is not always a bed of roses. Life is hard. And our realm of possibility gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. We stop believing. We stop believing in our dreams, and we just put up with mediocrity. And this is the saddest thing. This is the saddest thing. So conditioning. This is conditioning happens through the subconscious mind. The repeated thoughts and emotions and experiences, they close us down. Okay, so unfortunately, your subconscious beliefs always win out. Like this picture here of somebody, you know, running forwards, trying to achieve something, and his subconscious mind pulling him back. So consciously you want, subconsciously you don't. In the battle, if there was a battle between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind always wins. So even if you believe something that you can achieve something, but you have so much subconscious negative conditioning that your subconscious is firmly convinced that you can't, subconscious beliefs always win out. Okay, sad reality. So your subconscious mind creates the circumstances of your life. I'll say it again. Your dominant thoughts and dominant emotions create the circumstance of your life, because your dominant thoughts and your dominant emotions create your subconscious beliefs, and those create your circumstances. So fortunately, your subconscious mind can be influenced. It's possible to reprogram your subconscious mind. So whatever limitations have been holding you back up until this point, you can change that. You can transform that. You can erase conditioning. You can install new programs that help you achieve what you want, rather than old conditioning that holds you back. Brilliant news, wonderful news. So in a nutshell, you can reprogram, because your mind is programmed all of the time, repetition and emotion. You can reprogram your mind for success. I need some water. One sec, to your very good health. Oh, that's great. Needed that. Okay, but how do you do it? How do you reprogram your subconscious mind? As I said, it's responsive to repetition and emotion. You program it through repetition and emotion. We go into that in a lot more detail shortly. And it works a bit like a guided missile to get you what you want. When you instruct your subconscious mind exactly what you want, and you do it correctly, you'd be amazed at how you get intuitions about things, to phone someone at a certain time or be in a certain place, or suddenly something pops into your mind that alters your course. That's the work of the subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind acts like a guided missile. You might think all your thoughts are consciously derived. Oh no, no. Your subconscious mind is putting thoughts into your mind all of the time. You know, I'm sure you've experienced this. You suddenly, very, you know, strongly, someone comes into your mind. Oh, and you think, oh, I must phone that person. And suddenly they phone you. Oh, wow, just thinking about you. We've all experienced this. This is the workings of the subconscious mind, because you might say, everyone's mind is connected through a shared consciousness, and our subconscious mind has access to that shared consciousness, group consciousness. Okay, so next thing I want to talk about, okay, that's the basic background of the subconscious mind. We'll go back into that a little bit further, but I want to talk about four brain states that all human beings experience every single day, okay? And there's method to this madness, as you will discover. So first of all, okay, if you're connected up to an EEG machine, electrodes wired up to your a skull cap that's put on your head, and it's connected to a computer, and you see all sorts of squiggles, sine waves on the EEG machine. These are your brain waves. But at any time, certain frequencies predominate. For example, when you are in sleep, your brain is producing predominantly oscillations between 0.5 hertz and 3 hertz. So that's half a cycle per second and 3 cycles per second. Okay, looking a bit like this. Okay, so these, this is known as delta. So every time you go to sleep, if you're connected up to an EEG machine, your brain is producing these frequencies predominantly. Okay, it depends on the stage of sleep as well, but this delta state, large in amplitude and slow in frequency, and associated with deep sleep and also very deep meditation. Okay, so this is, you go into this delta state every time you fall asleep. Then there's theta, which is a faster frequency, as you can see here. That's a bit faster than that. And theta is between 3 and 8 hertz, or 3 cycles, squiggles, and 8 squiggles per second. Okay. And this is the deep meditative state, and it gives you access to repressed memories, intuition. It's the shamanic state or psychic state. So if somehow I were able to put you into this state, you would be able to recall repressed memories, memories you've forgotten or pushed down. Also, you'll find that you will have a lot of intuition. Very interesting thing here. The Earth has a resonant frequency. It's 7.83 cycles, or 7.83 hertz. It's the electromagnetic signature, you might say, of the planet. It can be measured with electronic equipment. Interesting thing, if you go to Nepal or, you know, if you meet a shaman, a person who you might say, a healer, and you connect them up to electrodes and you look at what their brain is producing on the EEG machine, you'll find that anytime they go into their psychic state, their brain produces 7.83 cycles predominantly, 7.83 hertz. This is the Schumann resonance. This is the frequency of the Earth itself. Amazing, amazing. So this is sort of showing that the frequency of the Earth, when you tap into that same frequency, it opens up certain abilities within you to be more intuitive. And it's also no coincidence that a shaman, you have somebody beating a drum, guess what frequency to bring them into this psychic or intuitive state? 7.83 beats per second, or they're close to that. So by stimulating this frequency in your brain, it opens you up to intuition, and, you know, this is amazing. You can dial up a state of consciousness. If I can somehow help you get into this state, and there are ways to do this, very, very simple ways. So that's theta state. Alpha, now this is the state that most people enter when they're in meditation. It's between 8 and 12 hertz, or 8 and 12 cycles per second, or squiggles per second on the EEG machine. And this is a deep relaxation state. When relaxed and focused, okay, this is the state that we enter when we're relaxed and focused. And it's often produced during meditation and hypnosis. And also, one of the attributes of this particular state is we can achieve accelerated learning, and it's the doorway to the subconscious mind. Now, I think this might start to make sense why I am talking about these brain states. Because if you want to reprogram your subconscious mind for success and to help you achieve your goals, you want to enter this specific state, this alpha state. And there are numerous ways. I'm going to show you 9 different ways to enter this specific state. This is the core of what we're doing here. Really important. This is scientifically based. This isn't mad, crazy, psychic, new age stuff. Or, you know, new age is a melting pot of everything, really. I'm not trying to run down new age stuff. There's a lot of wisdom there. There's a lot of confusion, all sorts of stuff. So, but this is science. Okay. The fourth state that you enter every single day is known as beta. And that's between 12 and 30 hertz, or 12 and 30 cycles per second, or squiggles on the EEG machine. And this is the normal waking state. Right at this moment, I am in beta state. And you are as well, most likely, unless you're really relaxed. You could be an alpha. So this is your normal waking state when attention is directed at cognitive tasks. If you're trying to figure out maths, you're trying to do some calculations, you are definitely in this beta state, okay? It's the state most people are in when they're working and focused and trying to achieve something and figure something out. Okay, so those are the four brain states. Now, interesting thing. There's a phenomenon known as the frequency following response. And different sound frequencies or beats, like on a drum, create different brain states. This is fact. And this allows us to literally dial up any state of consciousness. Okay, now I'm not suggesting you go out and buy yourself a drum. There's easier ways than doing this. But here's an example. I'm going to move to the side here so you can see this graphic. If you put on a pair of headphones, okay, and you put two different tones, one into each ear. On this side, you know, 114 hertz, which sounds probably like that. And this one up here, on the other side, the other ear, 124 hertz. It'll be a bit higher. Excuse my singing. So you've got a different frequency going into each ear. What the brain does, it subtracts the lower frequency from the higher frequency, and it produces what are known as binaural beats. And you'll hear a sort of woo 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 sound in the brain. The brain produces that oscillating sound, woo woo woo, which is the difference of the two different tones. I remember first experiencing this when I was a child at school. The school teacher had two tuning forks, and they were almost the same tone, almost the same frequency, but very slightly different. And she banged one off the desk and the other one off the desk and put them up to my ears, one to each ear. And as I said, the frequencies are slightly different. And I heard this woo, 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 woo. I thought, oh, wow, that's binaural beats. And this is one way where you can stimulate different states of awareness, different brain states. Okay, so you can do this solely through sound. You can do this solely through sound, but you can also add flashing lights at the same frequency to have an even more enhanced effect. But you know, some people suffer from photosensitive epilepsy and they can't use light and sound devices, lights flashing. I'll talk more about that shortly because it's really important stuff. So that's all the background. Here we go into nine ways to get into this alpha state. Okay, where you can affect your subconscious mind very profoundly, very powerfully, and very easily. So nine different ways. Firstly, affirmations. I've talked about that so many different times. If you want to know more about affirmations, go to my website, mikepettigrew.com, or achievegoalsfast.com. That always diverts to mikepettigrew.com. Just an easy one to remember, achievegoalsfast.com. And you can download, you can watch lots of videos I've created about affirmations. And also in your members area, there's loads of stuff about affirmations. Even in my book, The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World, there's a section on affirmations and how to create them. And there's 356 different examples in the book, which are also available on my website to download. Okay, so I'm not going to go into affirmations, but basically, in a nutshell, they are positive, empowering statements you make to yourself morning and evening with emotion. And preferably you do it aloud. I mean, one of the most famous is Emile Coué's, every day in every way I'm getting better. Every day in every way I'm getting better and better. And he was a French psychologist, lived over 100 years ago, I think. And he would get his psychiatric patients to repeat that every day, I think a few times a day. And though many of those that did, their condition improved dramatically. So this is the beginnings of affirmations. And, you know, in the most powerful goal achievement system in the world, I show you a process how to convert your goals into affirmations so you can embed them, install them into your subconscious mind like computer programs. Incredibly effective. Another way is creative visualization. We're going to go into each one of these, okay, briefly. So creative visualization, also self-hypnosis, which literally brings you just into a relaxed receptive state. A lot of people are scared of hypnosis. No need to be. It's you have complete control, contrary to what a lot of people think. And also subliminal audios and computer programs. I'll share those with you as well. Meditation, biofeedback and electrocranial stimulation. I'll show you some amazing devices shortly. Brain sensing technology and light and sound technology. So we're going to go into all of these different ways to program your subconscious mind to achieve what you want. Makes your, well, speeds up the achievement of your goals dramatically. Okay, so first one, affirmations. A simple, effective way to program your mind. And here he is, Emile Coué. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And that's what, and that helped his patients dramatically. So they're short, concise statements you make to yourself frequently with emotion, and they help overcome limiting beliefs. Really effective for that. They allow you to create a success mindset. They can be used to overcome fears. They can enable you to be more courageous, obviously. That they can help you to achieve your goals a lot faster. You know, a lot of people, you know, write down their goals at the beginning of the year. Most people have given up on them by the mid-February. It's a sad reality, but anyway. So if this is you, go back to watch last month's session and you won't suffer that affliction anymore. So they can help you to achieve your goals faster. Affirmations, by converting your goals into affirmations, it makes the... You may write down all your goals at the beginning of the year on a piece of paper, you may look at them, but it's far more effective if you convert those goals into affirmations, because those, as I said, to affect your subconscious mind in a very powerful way, you do it through repetition and emotion, repeating your goals, your goals that you convert into affirmations, repeating those to yourself with emotion every day. It has fundamental change. It will create fundamental changes within your mind and dramatically speed up the achievement of your goals. You know, affirmations are really very, very powerful. They really do work. So that's one method. Creative visualization. Okay, guy here daydreaming. Interesting thing. We're taught or we're told as kids, don't daydream, you know, by the teacher in when we're at school. But, you know, some of the greatest minds that have ever lived, some of the most world changers, some great inventors, they did a lot of daydreaming, a lot of daydreaming. So daydreaming, maybe you shouldn't be doing it at school so much, but it's completely understandable if the lesson is really boring. We've all experienced that. But daydreaming can be used in a very creative way to show your subconscious mind what you want. So creative visualization steps. Firstly, get into a deeply relaxed state. You can do this by, you know, for example, focusing on your breathing, focusing on each body part, starting with your feet, slowly working your way up your body, get, you know, asking each part of your body to relax. Okay, that gets you into a very focused receptive state, a hypnotic state. And also then once you're in that, once after a few minutes of deep relaxing breathing, and once your body and your mind are in a very tranquil state, you start visualizing your goal. You visualize your goal, what it is that you want to achieve, in as much detail as possible. Seeing, hearing, and almost immersing yourself in a sensual feast of experience. So you try and visualize as though it was happening right now in as much detail as possible. This is showing your subconscious mind exactly what you want, and it works. And you need to emotionalize your visualization. In my book, The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World, I explain a very simple process to create what I call a goal anchor. It's just a way of literally flicking an internal switch to bring up positive, strong positive emotion. And for even greater power when you're doing your visualizations, you know, ideally you can do your affirmations and your visualizations at the same time. Okay, that's really powerful. But for even greater power, yeah, combine with affirmations every morning and evening, okay? And also create action steps. Even if it's just one daily action. This is another reason why people don't continue trying to achieve their goals. Why those people who write down all their goals in early January give up by mid-February is because they get overwhelmed. They look at their goals, maybe only two or three goals. Where do I start? I could do this. What's the first step? Oh no. And those goals can be so overwhelming that stops people right in their tracks. But all you need to do is take one action, one first step. And it doesn't have to be a huge step. Just one step, and you know what happens then? Because you now have a forward momentum, the next stepping stone will appear. And you keep moving forward, the next stepping stone will appear. You don't have to figure it all out in advance. That is overwhelming. That would stop anyone, and it does, unfortunately. So create action steps every single day. Just take one action, even if it's a tiny action. Okay, as Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, said, our subconscious mind recognizes and acts only upon thoughts which have been well mixed with emotion or feeling. So repeated thoughts and repeated emotions, or dominant thoughts or dominant emotions, create the circumstances of your life. So I'm giving you the key here to create an amazing life rather than allowing your subconscious beliefs, limiting beliefs, to hold you back. Okay, so another way of entering this alpha state, where you can pass commands or new programs to your subconscious mind, is using self-hypnosis. And this really is the direct route to rapid change. And hypnosis, a lot of people see stage hypnosis or TV hypnosis. And it's not at all what it appears to be. The hypnotist is not taking control over the individual. It might certainly appear to be that way, but you always retain your ability to bring yourself out of the state, and you cannot do things that are against your nature or will. It's very, very safe. So hypnosis is simply a deeply relaxed, focused state, and you are in hypnosis every day. You probably don't realize it. Every day, at some point, you'll be in that alpha state, even if it's only for a short period of time. So it's better that you, rather than getting into that state haphazardly, get yourself into that state willfully, so that you can use it for a very specific purpose. And hypnosis is so relaxing. It's so relaxing, refreshing, and revitalizing. It's a delicious sensation, you know. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful experience, and it's very safe, and you can come out of it at will, as I mentioned. But more importantly than anything, this is why I'm talking about it here, it's a doorway to your subconscious mind where you can pass instructions to it. So you can reprogram your subconscious mind using hypnosis. So how do you do it? Well, I mean, there are so many websites, hypnosis, self-hypnosis websites, and I'm not going to recommend any specific ones. But, you know, people who want to give up smoking, there's hypnosis recordings available for that. People who are scared of flying, there are hypnosis recordings to overcome that. Self-confidence, if you want more self-confidence, or self-hypnosis recordings available for that. You name it, it's out there. Now, there are, you know, so many different websites. I can't recommend one. So I really can't. But look into this yourself, and, you know, look at a few different websites if you're thinking of getting self-hypnosis recordings, and be skeptical. You know, if there are lots of reviews, that's always a good sign. Anyway, so or buy hypnosis recordings from people who are well known who to have got results for their clients. Anyway, and self-hypnosis can be used for overcoming limiting beliefs, fears, and bad habits, and for installing new empowering thoughts and ideas. And it, really, self-hypnosis is one of the greatest secrets to highly successful people. Millions of highly successful people use self-hypnosis simply because it works. It works. Self-hypnosis, yeah, is, as I say here, the hidden secret. One of the hidden secrets, one of the big hidden secrets of the world's most successful people. I'm getting parched again. So to your very good health. Oh, what would you do without water? Forest comes straight out of the ground. We have a well, our own well. So, another way of influencing your subconscious mind, another way to pass instructions or reprogram your mind is using subliminal programs and also subliminal audios. Subliminal audio recording, you'll be listening to music, but you'll hear in the background. Very hard to know what the voices are saying, but you can hear like whispering in the background at various points of the music. Those are subliminal commands. And you know, you can read exactly what those commands are. So so you're using a subliminal audio specifically for the purpose that you're setting out to achieve. And I, once again, I can't recommend any specific websites, but if you are a member of the Ultimate Success Club, there are a whole load of subliminal audio tracks in your members area there. I think you get them on the after 30 days of membership, or maybe it's 60 days. I think it's after the first 30 days, you get them there automatically. You also get two different computer programs, Subliminal Millionaire Gold and also Prosperity Power. I would recommend Prosperity Power, that you download that one, because it has both Mac and PC version. And so a lot more sophisticated than this one. This is my own creation. This one was this one cost, I think, $25,000 to create. A friend of mine created it for his audience. So Prosperity Power software. So what is this software? Well, it's not audio tracks. It's software that you run on your computer. And basically what you can do is, there are thousands of affirmations. Affirmations for business success, career success, attracting money, investments, trading success, relationships, so many different affirmations. And you can also install your own affirmations. But what happens? You switch the program on, and every few seconds, the program flashes an affirmation up on your screen so quickly, you don't actually consciously notice it. You can't see it. You can vary the speed of the flash. So it's so fast that anybody even looking over your shoulder can't see it. But this is the great thing about the subconscious mind. It absorbs everything. Even a flash that's so fast you can't consciously even notice it. And subliminal technology is so powerful, it's now banned in advertising in most countries. Because years ago, it was used in cinemas and on TV. And you might be watching a movie or a TV program, and suddenly something would flash up on screen like, you want a Coca-Cola now. And it would be so fast, you wouldn't even consciously notice it. But it would go into your subconscious mind, and you suddenly start thinking of Coca-Cola. And if you're in the cinema, there would be a long line of people queuing for Coca-Cola a few minutes later. That's the power of subliminal technology. And it, as I say, it can make you do things that you like doing, but do them now. So you're not consciously, you have little conscious control over that. So that's why it's banned in advertising, because it is using subliminal technology in a not a very nice way, in a controlling way. Now, you can't, if you don't like Coca-Cola to start with, it's not going to have any effect on you, but I think you get the point. Very, very, very powerful. So using one of these programs, you can flash thousands of affirmations up on your computer screen each day while you're working. You won't even consciously notice them. You won't even see them. But your subconscious is absorbing them all of the time. And I'll tell you something very interesting. I installed one of these programs on my computer years ago. I don't know, about 7 years ago. And one of my businesses, I own several companies, one of my businesses was stuck at about 500,000.